6-8.
Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. Hi, everyone. Today we're going to talk about cost of goods sold and why should you even care about what it is with your business. Cost of goods sold is important for your taxes. It's the sum total of the money you spent getting your goods into your customers' hands, and that's a deductible business expense. Sometimes you'll hear it called COGS, C-O-G-S, cost of goods sold. COGS can tell you a lot about the overall health of your small business. Since businesses must track all the costs that are directly and indirectly involved in producing and distributing their products for sale. These costs, COGS, appear in the company's profit and loss statement. It's also an important part of the information the company must report on its tax return. So if your business produces income by manufacturing, selling, or purchasing goods, you can deduct some of your expenses in the cost of goods sold section of your Schedule C. From prior podcasts, you may remember me going over the Schedule C. It's the tax form you file annually for your business if you are a sole proprietor or an LLC. Claiming all of your business expenses, including COGS, increases your tax deductions and therefore decreases your business profit. So what's included in cost of goods sold? Supplies that physically become part of your product. What you can and can't include when calculating inventory costs and COGS will vary by industry and by product. So let's try a few examples to see if it gets a little clearer. Let's say you're a painting contractor. The paint you buy would be COGS, but the paintbrushes, tape, drop mats, etc., those are not going to be sold to your customer. So those are supplies, and they are not cost of goods sold. Another example would be if you're a chef or a restaurant. The food and the ingredients that you incorporate into your dishes would be COGS. But your kitchen equipment, your tableware, those would be supplies, not cost of goods sold. So a good rule of thumb to determine whether something should be included in COGS is to ask, would this cost exist if no products were being produced? And I'll repeat that because it's an important thought and rule when it comes to cost of goods sold. A good rule of thumb to determine whether something should be included in COGS is to ask, would that cost exist if that product was not being produced? If the answer is no, that cost would not exist, then that expense is likely included in cost of goods sold. So let's take the flip side. Items that are excluded from cost of goods sold include selling and general and administrative expenses, such as office rent, advertising costs, accounting fees, legal fees, management salaries. Those all are not cost of goods sold expenses. So properly calculating what cost of goods sold equals shows the true cost of your products being sold. And this is critical when setting your customer prices to ensure that you have an adequate profit margin. So if we take your sales price minus your cost of goods sold, that's going to equal gross profit margin. And gross profit margin is how much money you're making from each product you sell. The gross margin is one of the most helpful numbers to study. It can tell you whether your prices are too low, or if you're spending too much on production, And that alone is reason enough to calculate COGS. Let's do another example. If your profit margin goes from 60% 1 month to 30% a few months later, that could indicate that you have inefficiencies in your production or that you have issues in your sales process. And while the gross profit margin won't indicate exactly where those issues are, it can show you red flags that will require more strategic analysis. So the bottom line is COGS is important both for your profit and loss statement and your business taxes. If you have questions, please send them to me through Instagram or the Numbers in Tech website. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers in Tech podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers in Tech, or email info@numbersintech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.